The Fishing and Outdoor Report is brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of Highway 41 and D at Allenton. And by Pernod Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernod Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernod's of Juneau for deer processing. Our Fishing and Outdoor Report kicks off each and every week by us going over to the Channel Lakes in Madison. That's where we talk to Gene Dellinger from DNS Bait and Tackle. This is the day before Christmas Eve that we're recording this. Those temperatures expected to warm back up, but I guess the good news is those overnight lows still getting way down there. So, Gene, even if we've only got a little bit of ice out there, I don't think we're going to get a lot of damage done to it this time.
Yeah, I think not. Especially if the sun doesn't shine too bright, we should be fine.
You know, we got these longer nights going on right now, which means hopefully we're going to be setting ourselves up for some decent ice. I know that you've got some real avid people out there that want to get out on the ice. Have you talked to anybody recently? Have they been venturing out anywhere?
They're actually getting out on Cherokee Marsh here again this last couple of days. There's maybe 2 inches of ice out there thus far.
Wow.
Fishing's been okay. They've been getting a few nice bluegills, a lot of little bluegills, a couple walleyes I've heard. You know, it's probably the only place on the chain here where you can walk on the ice.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you get those bigger lakes, those deeper lakes, a lot of times those just take a little bit longer to get completely frozen over.
Yeah, it takes a while. They got to lay down pretty flat overnight for a period of time. It's hard to get an evening with no wind, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think the real good news, not to bury the lead, is as much as people love to see a white Christmas, when people want to get out there and ice fish, the last thing they want to see right now is snow. They want to see those colder temperatures come in so that they can get some good firm ice, and then maybe later on we can talk a little snow.
Yeah, we don't want much snow on that new ice. It's okay, I guess, if it snows prior, you know, before we have any ice, but
right.
We definitely don't want much snow on new ice.
Yeah, so is there anything big or is there anything new in the world of ice fishing? It seems like there has not been anything that has come out other than things that are probably electronic related that have kind of started to become pretty big in the world of ice fishing.
Yeah, I think electronics have probably been the center of attention as far as innovative tools, and that's been for the last few years. Some of this live scope stuff and 360 degree viewing, and you know, some pretty sophisticated electronics. Takes a little bit of education to learn how to use one efficiently, but when you do, I think you're pretty effective out there.
Yeah, you know, you're not just guessing then when you're going out on the ice. You mentioned to us last week, and I wanted to kind of reiterate for folks that maybe missed last week's report, what are the rules on the Madison chain as far as what kind of vehicles you can take out on the ice?
So only ATVs on the whole chain, and then on the upper lakes, meaning Lake Monona, Mendota, Cherokee Marsh, if you wish, you have to have flotation on your ATV.
Okay.
They do have an 850-pound weight limit, so these UTVs and stuff that people have aren't allowed on the chain at all.
Wow.
Just four-wheeler type stuff.
Sure. And I'm guessing a snowmobile?
Snowmobiles are allowed. Again, they're going to have flotation, and the flotation that's required on the snowmobile is pretty, you know, it's large. You need a total of 16 cubic feet of flotation.
Jeez. I guess then I'll just go ahead and buy myself a hover craft for Christmas then.
You know, yeah, that'll work. Yeah.
I mean, at least with that thing, I can take it just about anywhere, any time of the year, you know?
Yep.
So during the holiday season and into ice fishing season, what hours are you guys open now at DNS?
Well, we just have special hours for the Christmas holiday, which is Christmas Eve. We'll be open from 6 a.m. till noon. We're closed on Christmas Day. And then as far as New Year's Eve, we just have our regular store hours, which are Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Sunday from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And one thing that people should know is if they're on Facebook, they should really give you guys a follow, because every week you're doing a fishing report.
Every Friday morning, which I suppose I'll probably have time to do that this Friday also with the holiday, but every Friday morning I'll post a, you know, anywhere from a 3 to 4 minute fishing report on the local chain here, try to give a little bit of insight and you know, just share some information that I have, maybe some ice conditions if there are any, water temperatures when they're available, and you know, just some stuff that helps guys have a little more information when they get out to go fishing.
Excellent. And for people that are coming to your area, especially after the holidays when we got really great ice, where are you located?
We are up on the northeast side of town. We're right by Warner Park. We're about 3 blocks from the Warner Bay boat landing. Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive. You can call us on the phone at 608-241-4225 or check us out on Facebook at DNS Bait and Tackle.
Hey, Gene, Merry Christmas to you guys over at DNS Bait and Tackle, and thanks for being with us again this year.
And no problem. Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Hey, he's the guy you want to get to know up on Little Green Lake. I'm talking about Todd from The Landing. Little Green, a great ice fishing lake. And Todd, what's the ice like right now? We had that real bad wind, that super warm weather that kind of knocked everything out. I got to believe Little Green, though, is pretty fast to freeze over again.
Yeah, you know, it opened it all wide open the other day, but as of yesterday, I measured 3 inches out in front of the bait shop here, so we're pretty good to go.
Yay! Good to hear. So are people starting to make their way around the lake then?
There's some guys right out in the middle right now as we speak.
Oh, excellent. What have you heard about success so far on Little Green?
Pan fishing's been okay. They've been catching, you know, this year there's weeds all over.
Yep.
They didn't spray any weeds this year, so all the bays have weeds in them, which is great. So those guys are catching bluegills, some perch, and then I'm sure the guys that are out in the middle today are going after crappies.
Oh, sure. And have you had a chance to see anybody's catch as of yet?
You know, we caught some early on, the first ice that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I didn't really talk to anybody that was coming off the ice, but the early ice guys caught bluegills and crappies and walleyes. I mean, it was good, so I'm assuming it'll be real good this weekend too.
You know, Little Green is one of those lakes that a lot of times people kind of forget about. They're used to going to Big Green, they're used to going to Fox Lake. You know, they're coming from out of town, they're looking for those bigger lakes. But I'll tell you what, you guys always are such a good lake to fish. Would you say that the highest percentage of people that fish Little Green are probably locals?
Yeah, I would think so. Especially in the wintertime.
Oh yeah.
You know, summertime it's probably more tourists and stuff, but wintertime, yeah, it's all the local guys that know the lake pretty well.
So for you personally, when you go out and set your holes, do you pretty much have the same go-to places, or do you use electronics to try to hunt them out?
I use electronics.
You do, huh?
I use a camera, and I got three different, I got a camera, a Vexilar, and then a live scope, which is pretty neat, too. So, yeah, got to find where those fish are before you start fishing.
Right. I mean, it obviously makes it a lot easier because in the old days, before this kind of stuff, you were drilling 100 holes just trying to find something.
Right. You know, and this year, like that first ice that went out, I drilled probably 20 holes just to set a few tip-ups in, and I was amazed at how many weeds there were down there. So, and that's what makes the difference.
Right. Is it, but with so many weeds in the lake right now, does that just mean that the fish are going to be more spread out?
That's exactly right. You know, the fishermen won't have to be on, you know, last year there was one weed bed.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, and you had 40 guys trying to fish this one weed bed. This year you're going to be able to go to every bay, figure out where you want to fish, jump around, and find those fish.
Now, that makes it fun, then. That absolutely, positively makes it fun. For folks that are going to be making it up to the Little Green area, how do they find you?
We're on Melmar Drive, right? Just follow the signs in from 44. We're right on the lake.
Excellent. I want us to take the time, Todd, and say Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thanks so much for being part of the fishing show.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot, Rick.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and now Mako Center Console Boats, want you to stop in to see their impressive showroom. Order your 2022 models now, and All Out Marine will store it for you until spring. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Be sure to visit them for all your boating needs at their location on Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Tracker dealer.
Our fishing and outdoor report continues now. We talked to Pete Huff from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service in Beaver Dam. And as we're recording this here on Thursday, Pete is out on the ice. Hey, Pete, where'd you find some decent ice?
Around the Montello area, some of these lakes, these smaller lakes, the ice didn't blow off of them. And we're actually out filming a show today with Larry Smith, and we're doing pretty good. We're catching some nice big bluegills and handful of crappies.
All right. So what are you doing as far as looking for fish? Are you plopping in a couple of holes and putting your electronics in, or you have specific places that you know you're always going to get successful?
Well, we're just looking for them weed lines, or if you have a lot of weeds in a lake, we're looking for them runways where them fish tend to travel in numbers, and we're using electronics you know, nowadays electronics are pretty good. You can search out and away from you, turn it, and basically see their travel route and then go drill on top of them pretty much. So, so things have changed over the years, and it's definitely, it speeds up the process.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, in the old days, you can put 100 holes in the ice, you know, looking for something. Now, at least, it's going to be a little bit more efficient.
Yes, you're drilling less holes. You can drill, say, 5 holes and basically shine out, find the fish, and then you can really hone in on exacts of that after that, yeah.
Yeah. Does it give you kind of like a distance, like how far away from the fish you are?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, you can say the fish are 40 feet from you. You literally go over there, drill a hole. You can see where the drill can go through the ice, and you can tell if you're right above them or if you got to go another 10 or 15 feet. So, yeah, it's pretty precise, and you can look out. I like keep it within 100 feet, but still, if you swing it, that's like a 200-foot circle from where you're standing.
Wow.
So you can really cover a lot of water and really go across a lake and find fish and then find where they're moving to, too, with stuff, you know, they stop biting.
So early in the season, Pete, what are you doing as far as the actual fishing end of things? Are you putting in tip-ups, or are you just, what are you doing?
I haven't done a lot of tip-up fishing the last several years. I like to, even if I'm walleye fishing, I like to catch them on the pole.
Sure.
It's just a little more fun. And a lot of jigging, you know, just changing up the baits. There's so many baits out there nowadays for both game fish and panfish that, you know, it's really hard to beat what's going on with our the industry and gear and stuff, really.
Looks like we are going to have a couple of warmer days here with Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And I don't mean that much warmer, just maybe just above freezing. But the good news is we still got the really cold nights. So it does look like we are in a really good zone right now to be making quality ice.
Yep, I think so. And at Madison Chain, just kind of looking forward to that, freezing up. And my guess, you know, a week to 10 days, we should be able to be on some of that deeper water for sure.
Right. I was just talking to Gene over at DNS Bait and Tackle, and he said that they are catching some bluegills over on Cherokee Marsh.
Yeah, I heard that too, yep. And they're good fish over there, definitely.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It's just, unfortunately, with ice fishing, you have to be patient.
Yes, yep. You just got to wait it out and have some cold nights without wind, and that'll lock them up. And once they're locked up, typically they'll keep adding, and hopefully we don't have any more of them 80-mile-per-hour nights like we had a week and a half ago.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. For folks out there that are looking to get a guy to go out and catch some fish during this ice season, Pete, how do they get a hold of you?
You can call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff and Best Damn Bait. And the bait shop's at 1132 Madison Street in Beaver Dam, so stop on in, get yourself what you need, and get out there, and good luck.
All right. Hey, Pete, Merry Christmas, brother. Thanks for being with us all season long.
Yep, not a problem. It's always a pleasure, and Merry Christmas to you and the whole gang down there.
You know, if it's happening in the world of fishing, there's a good chance it's probably happening on Fox Lake, one of the best lakes in our area to hit up just about everything you want. Dave, I know we got wiped out the other day with ice because of the warm temperatures and the wind, but up there at Fishtails, I got to believe you guys are starting to see some ice come back on Fox Lake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's the areas the guys are fishing now, and there's a bunch of guys out there today, has at least 3 inches of ice on it. So, you know, it's safe walking. I wouldn't walk out in the main lake. There's still some open water pockets. But the bays like Wedges and the town park, there's shanties over there today. And there's guys on Beaver Dam, Fall River. You know, they're just starting to get out the last couple days.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that, like, over on the Madison Chain, the only place that they're safely going is, like, Cherokee Marsh. You got to find those areas where, you know, there's not a ton of water, and at least maybe get them in quiet parts of the lake where it'll be a little bit, a little deeper.
Right, right. And I had two guys come in that had been fishing in Monona Bay, you know, which is a very popular area, and they said that's not safe yet.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But we're getting there, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got a couple of days coming up in the 40s, which I don't think we'll have the issues we did last time where the ice completely disappeared.
Right.
So it should be fine, and especially after midweek next week, I think there'll be people all over.
Well, and the good news is there's no snow in the forecast, so we don't have to worry about that ice getting insulated. We can just let the cold air take care of the business, you know?
Yeah, the ice that is there is very solid. It's clear and flat, but unfortunately, They could see you coming.
I guess you're going to have to put on that invisibility cloak, right?
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Right.
I know, talking to everybody today, Dave, you're an avid ice fisherman. When you go out these days, do you go out with electronics?
I do if I'm over 10 feet of water.
Okay.
If I don't have 10-footer, you know, I'm usually this time of year in 6-footer less. So right. I don't have time to transfer my electronics from hole to hole because I move so much. But sure. I know guys that do, and they swear by it. But to me, electronics takes your takes away when you're looking at your graph and not watching what you're doing when you're jigging. Your sure. cadence is completely different, and I don't care for it myself.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, you know, I'm hearing about all these lakes like Little Green and, you know, Beaver Dam Lake. A lot of these lakes ended up having a lot of weeds going into ice season, which has really been great. What's Fox Lake like?
Well, we didn't have the weeds this year like we did in years past, but there are areas that are, you know, really good weed areas and edges and things like that, and that's in their bays and the government. And that's where the fish are going to be. You know, our Wedges Bay, which is very popular, hasn't had many weeds in the last couple of years, and it makes it tough.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's a good thing to have. Like on when we were talking to Todd on Little Green, it's a good thing because right now, because there's so many weeds, ice fishermen can spread out.
Right.
You know, they're not trying to line up on the same weed line. But with Fox Lake, I just got to believe that there's so many great places to fish that just move around a little bit, you're going to find them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to move around no matter where you are.
Now, Dave, what hours are you guys currently open?
We are still opening at 6 in the morning, and we're open till 7 at night. But once it really kicks in, probably by the first of the year, we'll be opening earlier, like at 5 in the morning on weekends.
Excellent. And, of course, easy to find in downtown Fox Lake.
Oh, yeah, right on the main drag by the river. You can't miss it.
Hey, do me a favor, Dave. Tell Tim and the rest of the crew there Merry Christmas from all of us, and thanks for being part of our Fishing and Outdoor Report.
Well, no problem, and you have a good Christmas yourself. Thanks, Rick.
Today's Fishing and Outdoor Report was brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of 41ND at Allenton, and by Pernit Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernit Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernits of Juneau for deer processing.